Walmart, the world's biggest retailer, says it's leaving the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. The conservative organization of state legislators and corporate lobbyists has drawn criticism for advocating stand-your-ground laws and strict voter ID standards. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Walmart Vice President Maggie Sands told ALEC that it had strayed from its core mission of promoting free markets, and the divide between its recent activities and Walmart's business purpose had grown too wide. Walmart shareholders meet tomorrow amid concern about unrelated allegations that it bribed officials in Mexico. A spokesman said Walmart was upset by ALEC's role in promoting stand-your-ground laws based on the Florida statute involved in the Trayvon Martin murder case. Walmart is the nation's largest retailer of firearms. The spokesman said an even bigger issue was ALEC's push for restrictive voter ID laws. ALEC's spokeswoman is Caitlin Buss.
While we're disappointed in Walmart's decision and sad to see any member leave, we understand the unique pressure that they are under.
Liberal groups are running consumer campaigns targeting ALEC's corporate funders. Buss calls it manufactured outrage. About 20 companies have left ALEC, including Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and, as of last week, Amazon. The IRS and Minnesota have been asked to investigate alleged lobbying by ALEC. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.